Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to Odds On Sports, presented by our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. To set the scene for Week 14, we welcome in a guy who joins us each and every football Friday. He's ready to rock. Jared Smith, Morning After, Sports Grid. Smitty, my boy, good evening, good sir. How are you?
JJ, doing well. Excited for another fun weekend. It's crazy. You know, the final quarter poll, 4 weeks left in the NFL season. It goes by quicker and quicker every year.
You ain't kidding, bro. And let's start here. Do you get the sense, because we watched a bunch of these games on Monday night. We had the double dip with Washington and Pittsburgh, had the double dip with Buffalo and San Francisco. Washington looked good. Buffalo looked great. Steelers didn't look so good. Niners didn't look so good. Do you think that both of those lines have kind of seen a little bit of an overreaction because of what happened on Monday night? Because that's the way I look at it, dude. I really do.
Yeah, I think at this stage of the year, it's very hypersensitive. All the lines are very hypersensitive, and especially that Steelers-Bills line, which did the full flip. The full flip where the Steelers were the favorite last week, I believe it was -2.5 on the look-ahead, and now this week it's Buffalo that's the favorite. And you know me, that's to me, when a line flips from a minus to a plus and vice versa, that's when I really start to take notice, because that's when that V word, the value word, really starts to come into play. And we can get right into it with Pittsburgh, but I mean, I definitely think the overreaction with Buffalo, and not to say that Buffalo is not a good team, but this is still a Steelers team that is an underdog in a spot where there's not really a true road game. And you really do feel like the mental mistakes that they've been making the last couple of weeks will correct itself at some point, because they are a very good, you know, a really well-coached team. So I do think the overreactions to the line moves, especially the recency bias from Monday night, definitely carries over into Sunday.
Smitty, are we now at the point of the year, and this is something I've always believed in, you get into December, not every game, I'm not going to do it blindly, but when I see those 7 to 7.5 point home underdogs, they just light up my eyes. They really do, man. And I'm not saying all four of them are going to win. Detroit is one. Jacksonville is one. Miami is another. Philly is another. But I always think at this point in the year, at this stage in the year, those are always spots when I see 7, 7.5 with a whole lot of teams at home. When in doubt, I'm looking to grab those points.
Yeah, and I think we saw that in the marketplace pretty easily with that Dolphins game. You know, we saw 7.5 go away really quick. But, you know, we talked to our FanDuel guy today, John Sheeran, and he thinks, you know, Kansas City, at least in his eyes, might get back up to 7.5 or 8 by Sunday. The other ones.
So basically what you're saying with the Dolphin game is if you like Miami, wait until Sunday to bet it.
Yeah, and if you like Kansas City, I think now would be the time, especially if you're getting that 7. I think the 7.5s are very interesting numbers, and it really is 7.5 and 9, JJ, you know, because once you get over 7.5, there's not much. It's kind of no man's land until you get to 10, but 9 is another one of those key numbers that the books don't like to cross because it really sets up the teasers. And, you know, once you get past 9, you can't tease a favorite to 3 anymore. It's 3.5. You get to 9.5. So I think 9 is always that dividing line. If I see 7.5 and it goes to 8.5, I'm not as interested. But once it crosses 9, 9.5, that's when I'm like, okay, there's significant money coming in here because they don't like it when you can tease the favorite down from a 7.5 to a 1.5. In fact, I think the Packers this week are a great example of that. So I think those are a couple key numbers we always try to look for in the market every week.
Smitty, this is what we call the local action portion of this little segment. I'm going to make you now play one of the two local games. Get used to it.
Boy.
That's what we're going to do now
okay.
until eternity. You got to play either Arizona Giants, with Arizona now favored by 3 over at FanDuel, or Jets Seahawks, and it's a hefty number, 13.5. You got to play one of those games, Smitty. What do we got?
Easy one for me. I think it's the Giants, and obviously they're coming off their biggest win in years. And actually, they're the second team this season to win outright as a double-digit dog. The Raiders were the other one at Kansas City a few weeks ago. And these are teams going in opposite directions, JJ. The Giants 8-2 against the number this season as an underdog. They've been an underdog a lot. Giants have won 4 straight overall. We all know that. They've also won 5 of their last 6 against the spread. Now, since that Hail Mary for Arizona, they've lost 3 straight. They've lost 5 straight against the spread. They also lost that game against Buffalo against the number, even though they won it straight up in a very exciting fashion. Now, the Giants running the football is kind of where the handicap starts for me here. At least 100 rushing yards in their last 7 games, and Arizona's been bad against the run, especially last week against the Rams. They really got gashed. And I hate to say it, and I'm fine with doing a mea culpa on this one, but I was wrong about Andrew Thomas. I mean, we gave Dave Gettleman a really hard time about that draft pick. Well, he hasn't allowed a sack in 5 games. And I think, obviously, the Bradbury-Hopkins matchup is going to be the one to watch this week. Daniel Jones probably going to play from what we're hearing. Line didn't move off of 3 despite that, so maybe the market's okay with Colt McCoy. And this is also kind of that revenge spot from last year for the Giants. Arizona came in last year. They were a 3.5-point underdog to MetLife Stadium, and they beat the Giants outright. So I think New York's got some revenge on their mind, but also they've got the NFC East title in their crosshairs. I think +3 is a good number to get Big Blue at home.
Smitty, we've been hitting the teases left and right. What is our family tease for week 14?
Well, I mentioned the Packers.
I want to throw Tampa in there. We cool with that? I could get Tampa down to pick them. I don't see them losing this game, dude.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I really like the over in that game. We were talking about this last night. I mean, I'm fine with you putting the Bucs in there as basically a pick 'em. But if I had to pick a spot in that game, I think the over is the spot. I think both secondaries are a little bit suspect. I think the Packers are the best teaser spot of the week. I mean, they're not losing to the Lions. Not with everything at stake for Green Bay. Obviously, they're trying to chase New Orleans. They've got the tiebreaker with New Orleans. If they can catch them in the standings, they will get that number one seed and that bye. And I'll be honest, I think the Steelers, great teaser spot. You get it through 3 and through 7. I can't see Buffalo blowing out Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's going to bow their neck and play a really tough football game. They're not going to play that soft zone that Robert Saleh played on Monday night against the Bills, and I think they're going to give Josh Allen some problems. So if I had to do a teaser this week, Packers and Steelers, but you know what, JJ, for you, bro, we can throw in the Bucs. If you think Brady's going to get it done.
Well, that's going to be my tease. It's funny you say that. Bucs and Packers, getting them both basically down to pick them. Sign me up right now.
Yeah, that's. I think the Packers, if you had to pick one tease spot this week, the Packers, I think, are the best teaser spot of the week. That Lions defense is really going to struggle. Aaron Rodgers, I have never seen him play more locked in than he's played the last few weeks, and it seems like that offense is really trending in a direction that's almost borderline unstoppable at this point.
Okay, Smitty, before we let you go, now it's time, week 14, best bets. What's on the card?
All right, so obviously, you know, I know you're big into the Dolphins this week, JJ. I think it's a good play. I don't think it's a great play. I think it's okay to have them on your card. I think my best bet on the card this week is that Vikings-Bucks over.
Right now is at 53, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And so Tampa Bay coming off the bye, and I know both of these defenses are in the top 10, which is good, but that's a little misleading because I think Tampa Bay, not great against the pass. Their last 2 games, 456 against KC, 376 against the Rams, the passing yards they've allowed in those last two games. I think Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen could be in for a big day. We know they can stop the run. I think they're going to focus on stopping Dalvin Cook, but I think that Bucs secondary has shown some leaks. And obviously the Vikings have been brutal in the secondary this year. That's one of their weaknesses. So I think Tom Brady off the bye is going to be motivated. I think both teams are going to be throwing the football. And when you get a game where both teams want to throw the ball, I think that could spell an over. Another spot I really like this week, I really like the Niners bouncing back. I know a lot of people are going to be jumping off that bandwagon and they're going to be jumping on the Washington bandwagon. But when you look at this Washington team, I still struggle to find how they're going to have consistent offense. And the Niners are not going to play, again, we mentioned that Robert Saleh's own defense, they are not going to play that kind of defensive style against Washington. They are going to be up in their grill, and they're going to make them throw the football, and I don't think that Alex Smith can do that like Josh Allen did the other night. So I really think the Niners bounce back, and again, that teaser, best teaser of the week, Steelers getting them through 3-7, Packers getting them through 3-7. So we'll go Vikings, Bucks over, throw the Giants on the card +3, why not? Niners -3.5, and the Steelers, Packers tease. That's what's on the card this week.
I love when you're feeling frisky. Smitty, terrific, terrific job. That's a whole lot to digest. We will chat next Friday. Enjoy the weekend, bro. Let's cash some tickets, all right?
Let's do it, JJ. Good luck.
That's our main man, Jared Smith. You can check him out on Sports Grid the morning after, Monday through Friday. He, alongside Ariel Epstein, they do a fabulous, fabulous job.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.